I don't know about you, but I want to get stronger. I don't want to get weaker now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to turn here, but Proverbs 4:18. Solomon the wise man, the Holy Ghost through him, said, "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." What's the Holy Ghost saying to us here? Since the day and the time, Brother Scotty, that Jesus saved us, we should be closer to Him and shining more and more brighter than we've ever shined before.
All right.
Hallelujah. We should be nearer to Him than we've ever been since the day that He gloriously saved us. As you stay on this righteous path and this good holiness way, walking with God, listen, the farther you walk in, the brighter and the brighter it ought to shine. As you near the end, heaven fills your mind. Serving God is all that really matters to you. And as you near heaven, the joy overflows your soul. Jesus is all that matters to you now. Brother Jason, we're living in a critical hour. We're living in the last moments of time.
Yeah.
A gross darkness is over the world and over the whole planet. You can feel it. It's a darkness that can be felt. But how many can say, "I'm glad for the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ that has shined out in our heart. I'm glad a long time ago He brought me out of that darkness into His marvelous light. And I'm glad that I'm walking in that light. And the blood of Jesus Christ is keeping me clean." Hallelujah. He can say, "I want, Brother Tommy, with all of my heart, to get closer and closer unto the Lord. No time to grip back and no time to go back." Hallelujah.
You're right.
Oh, Lord. Jesus is all that matters.
All that matters.
If Jesus is not becoming more and more precious to you, and if from the time that He saved you, your love for Him is growing sweeter, it ought to be growing sweeter. And if it's not growing sweeter, and you're not drawing closer unto Him, I worry about your soul. Listen to me, Jesus said, "Right before I return for my bride and my church and get them and take them out of this world, I'm telling you the rapture is a drawing nigh. We're near and unto the coming of the Lord. It's right on our doorstep. He's right at our door." And Jesus said, "Before I come in the last day," He said, "because iniquity shall abound." It's a getting worse and worse. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. It's a degradation. It's a growing stronger. Evil's a growing stronger. And it's a getting darker. But God says, "My people, hallelujah, will walk in my path. And it'll get brighter. And it'll get brighter. And the love will get stronger. And the vision will be more clearer as you walk with the Lord."
You're right.
Yeah. Hallelujah. "Because iniquity shall abound." It's a growing.
Yeah.
"The love of many shall wax cold." I looked that up, Brother Scotty. You can take a candle and light it with a match. Light that little wick, and the heat from that flame hits white hot. And right at the base of that little wick, there's a little puddle of wax that begins to melt. It's just as clear as glass. Oh, praise the Lord. As long as the fire burns, it will be a clear way. Just as clear as glass. And there's heat from the flame. And there's light to guide you. I'm telling you, when the devil comes and when he blows out your wick and blows out the flame, do you know what happens? Yeah, that little wick begins to get cold, and there's no light, and there's no fire, and that little puddle of wax that was at the base of that little wick was clear as glass. eyes, and now it begins to set up and turn dark. That's what the Lord is saying. In an hour we're living in, you better be keeping the fire burning inside of your heart. Hallelujah. It'll clear your way. Raise your other hand and say, Lord, I don't want the fire to go out.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Cause iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax and wax, wax. It hardens, it gets cold.
Yes.
There's no light, there's no heat, there's no drawing power.
Right.
Come on, friend.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You're right.
Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. God have you.
Job 17:9. The righteous shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger. And stronger. Whew. Hallelujah. That scripture says, shineth more and more unto a brighter day. Come on, there's an increase in this. If there is not an increase in our life, something is wrong. The path of the justice is a shining light that shineth more and more, more and more. There's an increase right here.
Oh, yeah.
Job said, he that hath clean hands, the righteous shall hold on his way. He that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. There's just something about this will make you stronger.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
stronger.
Are we getting stronger?
Glory to God.
And stronger? Or are we getting weaker and weaker?
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Are we getting closer and closer? Or are we getting farther and farther?
Yes.
Is the desire in our heart growing more intense? Is it still hot in our spirit? Or are we getting colder?
Come on, bless him, Lord.
My heart's been heavy all day. It's been heavy all day yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
2 Samuel 3:1, and the house of David grew stronger. The house of David waxed stronger and stronger. And the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker.
Glory to God.
It pays to obey the Lord.
Yes, it does.
It pays to have the anointing.
Yes, it does.
It pays to be obedient unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Is your house getting weaker and weaker? Or is your house getting stronger and stronger? Hallelujah. Is your spiritual house getting stronger in the Lord? Are you what you used to be? Oh, Lord, does the fire burn in our heart like it used to? Does the song, do we still have our song and have our praise and have our worship? Is Jesus everything to us? Oh, my Lord, how many had a good prayer before you came to the house of God today? How many called upon the Lord and said, God, I bless that service today?
Yes, all right. You're right. Glory to God.
House of David grew stronger and stronger.
And
Saul's house grew weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, Saul knew what it was like to have the anointing of God to come upon him. The Holy Ghost came upon him, and he prophesied right along with the prophets of God. God turned him into another man. God gave him another heart. He knew the power of God, but he went his own way, and he did his own thing, and he didn't fully obey the Lord. Lord, what's the end? What is the awful end of a backslider? My Lord and my God, he took his own life. The battle went against him, and he fell on his own sword and took his life. I'm telling you, a lot of people have committed spiritual suicide because they turned away from God.
Praise be to God.
Amen. You're right.
Bless him, Jesus.
Yes.
There's no time,
no time
to get weaker.
That's right.
No time to lose heart and draw cold. Yes, we have our trials and our problems and our troubles and our afflictions, but we can't afford to lose our desire for God and give up our praise and our worship to Him.
Amen.
Our commitment and our faithfulness means everything in this hour, Brother Jackson.
Yes,
everything. Hold on to it.
Right.
Don't let loose. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your desire.
Yes, that's right.
Refuse the doubt and let your trials get you down and discouraged to the point you let up. You slide back and you quit praying. If you get lukewarm and cold in this hour, the devil will drag you down and put you out, and you'll die spiritually.
Blessed be God.
They cast old John the Beloved on the island of Patmos and left him alone to die there because of the testimony that he held of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. We're going to get rid of you, old man. We're going to cast you on an old barren island. You're going to fend for yourself. We don't want you around.
That's right.
John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great sound of the voice like a trumpet speaking to me. And I turned around to see who it was. There was one like the Son of God, clothed all the way down with a golden girdle. The hair was as white as wool, his eyes as a flame of fire, his feet looked like they was burned in brass. Mm-hmm. And he spoke unto me and said, John, write a letter to the seven churches. Write and tell them, behold, if you don't repent and return unto me, he said, I will remove the candlestick out of his place. Listen. He said, I would that thou would hot or cold, and because thou art neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather to have you hot and on fire. Raise your right hand right in the service today. Dear Lord, dear God, would you help us, Lord, I pray. Brother Jason, this tore me up as I was studying and writing. Jesus told John to write a letter to each of the seven churches in Asia Minor. To the church of Thyatira, Jesus said, I know thy works and charity and service and faith and patience. I know it. I see it. It's written down. I am he that searcheth the reins and hearts. Don't let Jezebel in to seduce my people. Kick that worldly spirit out. Oh, Jezebel is worldly. You let her spirit come in with her worldly lusts. She will weaken you and take away the spirit of the living God. She will kill the anointing, and there will be no power. What does Jezebel stand for and represent, church? Her spirit rides in on the platform of entertainment.
Oh, God.
Rides in on the sights and the sounds of social media.
Come on.
The chief executive officer, the CEO of Apple, said in an interview, we make products that people don't know they wanted. And now once they get them, they cannot live without them. This, he said, concerning the Apple iPads, computers, and the iPhones. People are married to them nowadays. They're addicted to them. And the visual sights and sounds have pulled and drawn them away from their Bible and prayer unto God. Smartphones have stolen America's mind. And society is connected, more connected to everything and everybody. And the Holy Ghost convicting power is now gone. There's no real worship and praise anymore in God's house. There's no spiritual mind that is on the Lord anymore. It's time to throw Jezebel out and throw her over the wall and get back on our knees. Hallelujah. And pray for revival. Oh God, restore the church of Jesus Christ and give her back what she had years years ago. Restore the joy and the power and the praise. Jesus goes on to say to Thyatira, that which you have already, hold fast till I come. I will give unto everyone according to their works. I know you don't want to hear it, but that's all right with me. Everybody's connected to everything in this whole wide world, but they ain't connected to God anymore. You don't hear about old time prayer meetings and getting a hold of God and praying all night long unto the Lord. We're connected to videos and connected to games and connected to one another, and we don't take any time to pray and seek the face of the Lord. And there's no power in the house of God, and there's no conviction, and the sinners ain't being saved of what is wrong. Jezebel has come in with her pleasures and with her entertainment. You just as well raise your hand in this house and say amen. It is the truth.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Glory to God.
They don't like this old time Holy Ghost preaching.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
Come on. Come on, brother.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Jezebel's come in.
Yes.
People's eyes are full of adultery anymore.
You're right. Come on.
If it ain't physical adultery, my friend, it is spiritual adultery.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
You ain't hiding from God.
Amen. Come on, brother.
Come on, I said, when the Lord comes again, when Jesus comes again, your heart better be pure,
right.
Your hands better be clean, your eyes and your mind better be sanctified.
Right. Come on, man.
SMT.
Holy Lord.
Glory to God.
Holy God. Holy God.
Amen.
Come on.
Bless
come
you.
On, children. I love you guys.
Amen.
Something has captured our mind. We don't pray. We don't fast like we've lost our hunger and our vision for God and our desire. Our eyes are on everything. It's on pleasure. It's on entertainment. It's on this world and everything around us. We're so connected. We've lost connection with God right in here.
Amen, bro.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory
to God.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Lost that connection.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. To the church of Sardis, Jesus said, John, write to him.
Write to him, John.
I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. I don't know about you.
Come on, bro.
But it hurts me. And it bothers me because worship is unknown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be that we could not hardly wait to get to the house of God to worship.
Worship God. Yes. It's the truth.
Come in and lift in our hands in praise and song and worship.
Glory to God.
Where is it?
Where is it?
I keep it on the front. I can't live loose all week and be worldly minded and everything and just come here on a church day or church night and jump in and be in the spirit. No.
That's right.
I can't do it.
No.
There's more to this than that. It's a 7 day a week thing.
Amen.
Come on.
Right, brother.
Yes.
How many still loves Tommy?
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Come on, brother.
I know your works, that you say you're alive, but you're dead. There's no life. I don't see any faith in you.
Come on.
There's no joy. There's no praise. I don't see any desire. I don't see any excitement. Anybody got any testimony?
Bless you. Come on.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Has anybody got a song?
That's right.
It should not be this way.
That's right,
oh, God.
Amen.
What are you connected to? What have you done all week? What have you entertained? What have you looked at? Who have you visited? How many hundreds of texts have you sent out? How many images have you looked at? How many pictures have you looked at?
That's
He's wanting revival. He's asking the church to fast and pray. I mean, he's still doing it. We need a revival. Oh, Lord God Almighty. I told Mary, I said, unless the church gets on fire, it wouldn't do anybody any good to come in here and pray. There'll be no power to deliver them. And even if they prayed at this altar, there'll be no power to keep them at a comeback service after service. It's more than that.
Amen.
There's no real joy.
Thank you, Lord.
No abundant life. Really, we can't expect anybody to get excited if we're not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know in that 4th Street revival, I'm sure those Scott and Sister Jan probably remember that. My mother-in-law was very much alive back then at that time in 1985. Had a 6 weeks revival there. And Brother Jason, the people would come in, listen, come in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes before church service started. And Brother Scotty, they would line that order.
Yeah.
All the way across.
Yeah.
And they would pray. And I remember Brother Marshall Wagon usually was down on this end somewhere. And I'm telling you, it wasn't very long. Somebody start feeling the Holy Ghost and the tongue start coming through. And it wasn't very long. Brother Marshall had that hand up in the air like this. Up, 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 up. Holy Ghost all over him. Both hands went up. And it was just like an electrical current went all the way down, Brother Scotty, on that altar in 4th Street. That little white church sat right out in the middle of that field. Donnie Puckett and Carol Puckett lived way down in Kentucky. She came in to see her mother. Her mother lived up here. She said, never been in that church before. She said, we topped that hill and dropped over where that little mall is over in there. She said, as we dropped over, she said, I hollered at Donnie. Said, Donnie, look over there. Said, that church roof is on fire.
Ain't
that so? Sure did. And he said, what? She said, look over there. Said, that church roof's on fire. They looked over, and it was like it was glowing and on fire. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We come in service after service after service and line that order. You know what people was praying for? A closer walk. Send it again, God. Pour it out again, Jesus. Pour out the Holy Ghost. We need revival. My Lord and my God, and I'm telling you, God sent a 6 weeks revival. 18 was saved in 6 weeks, and 4 after the revival closed, we had 22 people saved. One come off of a walker was completely healed. Another come out of a wheelchair that was completely healed. Went around, all the way around, marching, healed by the power of God. People's lives, their marriages, their homes was put back together. One whole family come to the Lord out of those 22. Raise your little hand, and I'm telling you, we need that old time to come back, Lord, that old time desire, and that old time praying again. And you say, Lord, make me hungry, and give me that vision and that desire again, oh Lord, to see God face. What was it David of old said? When thou saidest unto me, O Lord, to seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. O God, would you rend the heavens and come down again, Lord, and give us revival. Give us a revival again.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise be to the Lord. I preached every night in that thing except 2 nights.
Come on.
I want to tell this.
Bless him, Lord.
I've been praying right along with the rest of them, but yet seemed like there was something just wasn't there.
Yeah.
I would go down the road, go to my job, felt so empty, and I'd cry. Lunchtime on the midnight shift, I'd go out. Guys in there in the break room, I'd go out, take my lunchbox outside. Brother Scotty, I would get and lean my back against the wall right there and look up into the stars. I said, Lord, I'm hungry. I can't feel what I want to feel. Lord, I want you. I'm hungry, Lord, for you. I'm thirsty. And I would do that day and night right before that revival started. One night I told the people, I told Mary, I said, I feel deader than a doornail. It seems like the harder that I pray and try to get closer to God to be filled with more and more of His Spirit, it seems like I'm getting farther away. You know what the Lord was doing? Was emptying me out. Come on, God's got a process of emptying us out. And He'll let you walk through dry and barren and desert places. I was saying, Lord, increase my desire. And that was His way of making me thirsty and making me hungry. He pulled His Spirit, it seemed like, completely away from me. I heard everybody else rejoicing. I heard them speaking in tongues, and their testimonies and songs was on fire. But it seemed I got lower and I got more dry. Until one night, the Lord told me, He said, get a hold of your Bible and raise it over your head and take off a running in that little Ford Street church, that little white wooden church out in the middle of that field. I'm telling you, Brother Eddie, I held up my Bible and I went a running, and the Holy Ghost came all over me and He filled me. Well, glory, I tell you, sometimes we need to be emptied completely out and die to this world and die to the carnality and die to the flesh. And when we do, and we're hungry for Him more than anything in the world, He'll send the power. He'll send the revival of God.
Hey, amen.
Don't think that devil didn't fight.
Praise God.
Brother Scotty, devil hit me in my back. And I come to church like this. Did I not?
Yeah.
I mean, tell you, I couldn't straighten up for nothing.
Yeah.
Brother Raymond Cordell said, we're going to have Brother Tommy come on up. After 6 weeks, and I preached every night except two nights, I told Mary, I said, honey, I said, I preached everything in that Bible. I don't know what else to preach. I said, I preached everything. What am I going to preach? My brother Tommy, obey the Lord. And I begged God on the way up there and said, God, you're going to have to help me. I get my Bible and come up here. And I'm not exaggerating. I come up here like that right here. Open my Bible. What I thought, you know, really felt good to me, what I thought, I'm going to read this to them. Boring. I'm telling you, when I opened my mouth, God filled it. Oh, Lord, I preached things I didn't even know I knew. The Holy Ghost was so rich and so real. He said, I'll bring all things unto your remembrance. Whatever Jesus says, I'll bring it to your remembrance. I go right back home, go to my job, being over. Well, praise the Lord. Woke up in the middle of the night. I'm going to tell you, there's a price to pay for this thing. And don't you think it's going to be like ripe cherries off of the tree? The devil will hit you. He'll throw roadblocks. He'll try to trip you up. He'll try to get you discouraged. And Lord, I woke up in the middle of the night. My left ear swelled completely shut. I said, oh, my head's a blowing off, Mary. My head's a blowing off. And she rushed me into St. Mary's Hospital. And they went back inside of their head. I had one of those infections back in my head. They poured some stuff in there and stuck some gauze back in there and gave me a Percocet and sent me home. I said, Lord, I can't preach like this. Lord, I need your help. And service time rolled around. And I've been telling you, God lifted it. I said, God, heal me. I'm telling you, if you obey the Lord, and if you step out, God will do for you. And He'll work for you. He'll heal. And He'll deliver. People looked at me. It wasn't time. Romans. It was the power of the Holy Ghost. It opened people's eyes and people were saved.
Yes.
You're right. That's what we need.
Thank God.
Yes.
Man.
Thank you, Lord.
You're out here. Come on.
How many's going to help me pray?
Amen.
How many's going to help Brother Jason pray?
Yes.
Let me see your hands, everybody in this house.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Amen.
It ain't very long. We're going to have Bill Prescott to come in here. Come on. We need to get on fire. We need the anointing of God. We need the power of God.
Yes.
Stir me, Lord. Stir me again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
And we win.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. They all said, we want to be baptized.
Hallelujah.
The ice was 3 inches thick. Me and Brother Ron went down there, got a big old round pole like this right here, and had to bust the ice 3 inches thick and wade out there and baptize. I don't know if we baptized all 22. I don't remember. We baptized at least 18 out of that.
Yeah.
Nobody got sick. Nobody got the sniffles. Nobody's throat clogged up. Nobody got a cold. Me and Brother Ron will come out of walking out of there about 20, 30 minutes later. I couldn't feel nothing from here down. It felt like there was two logs and I couldn't feel nothing. I went home, crawled in the bed, my Lord, to warm up, but I never got sick. Come on, Lord, I said it again. Oh, come on, raise your hand, church. I send it again, Lord. I send the hunger again. I send the thirst again, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, that's right, God.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, glory, glory.
Praise you. I feel the Lord right here. Oh, let's worship Him. Holy Ghost, come, Lord. Reignite the fire in us.
My Lord, my God.
Come on, the house of David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. I don't want to get weaker. Come on, I feel like closing it right here. Hallelujah. Yes, it's God. Jesus. Oh, God. We need a healing. We need deliverance. We need salvation, Lord. We need a move of God. Lord, feel the well again. Feel the well. Send the rain, God. Send the rain. Hallelujah. What was it the prophet said? Hallelujah. The servant said, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. It's a coming. He shall come down like rain upon the mowing grass. Do you feel dry? Do you feel like the devil's cut you down and cut you low out upon the Mahiah, and taken away your desire and your faith. Hallelujah. He shall come down in the former and the latter rain. He'll come down like the rain upon the mowing grass. I pour it out, Lord. I pour it out, Lord. And make us thirsty again. Lord, I long for the water from the wells of salvation. Renew me and restore me. And revive me and refresh me. I send back the shout. I send back the song. I send back the worship, Lord. Hallelujah. Renew us in our prayer life.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
Holy, 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 holy. I feel the Lord in the house. Oh, Jesus, come on, come on. I feel like what the Lord is wanting to do. is an empty ass house. Lord, make me so dry that I'll thirst for that living water. My Lord, I ain't satisfied. I ain't satisfied. I gotta have more. Hallelujah. Somebody wants to obey the Lord, you better obey. Oh, Lord, let the rivers flow again, Jesus. Hallelujah. That last great day of the feast, Jesus stood. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. It's alive. I know it's alive. This water I'm talking about, Brother Jason, is alive. There's life in the water. Woo! How many is thirsty? How many can say with me here today, oh Lord, I'm tired of being in a rut. I'm tired of being down and being in a form and a fashion. There's more than this.
More than this.
How many else want to come and pray? Come on, come on. Are you tired of the natural? Are you tired? Oh Lord, there's more. God's got more than this. Hallelujah, Brother Hannah, this thing's real. I said the Holy Ghost is real. He'll come down upon you, and that anointing of the Lord is life. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Everybody in this house, come on. Would you stand with me? Raise your hands unto the Lord, unto the Lord, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell Jesus, be honest with him right now, where you stand. Hallelujah. And tell him, Lord, I know that you got more and I'm not satisfied. Oh, oh, Lord. Feel my soul, Lord. Feel my heart.
Bless you.
I hear the sound of a different drummer. Wait a moment. I see a cloud and over the sea a like unto a man's hand. Come on, Lord, we've been in a drought and we've been in a dry time, and say, Lord, replenish me. Thirsty, Lord. I'm thirsty. Come on, I see some tears in the building. I see a hand raised. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Ross, this is good. Jesus is awaiting upon us. Come on, children, praise him. But reach to him. He said, if you hunger and you thirst after me, you shall be filled. Thank the Lord.
Oh,
Jesus, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost inside. I feel that church. I feel the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, Jesus, come on. Come on, pour it out. I give us Pentecost all over again.
Oh, Jesus,
come on.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. That's it. Come on. Come on. Talk to him. Talk to him. Press through. Come on. Press through. Let your heart, your spirit inside press through to Jesus. Tell him. Tell him. Oh, God. Healings and the deliverance. Praise God. Restore lives and put them back together. Ooh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the start. What you're feeling right here today is the start. Work with it. Add to it.
Yeah. that I love him.